He's in the studio, y'all. Maurice Griffin, what's going on?
What's up, everybody? It's Maurice Griffin. I'm glad to be in the studio again with my sis, Randy. How are you?
I am so good, and I heard you were going to be in Detroit, and I had to see you. I've missed you.
I missed you, too. I've been missing you ever since I left the studio. I was like, I always wonder, how is Randy doing? How is she doing? And so it's good to see you. You're looking good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So now, what's going on in your world? I know that for a minute you were in California.
Yeah.
You're originally from where now?
I'm originally from Virginia, but I was raised in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you set out on this, you know, journey to go to L.A. and,
and
become the star and all that kind of stuff.
That's what they said. So I actually went to California. I got a job opportunity at a church.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped catapult my opportunities to do what I really wanted to do, which was film, music, TV, all that stuff. And it opened up other doors for me, which I was honored to have, but my pastor died. And so when he died, well, before he died, he gave me a severance packet and he said, you go, because once I die, you won't have a job. So I'm glad he was humble and honest and told me the truth. Other preachers.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So he allowed me to have that opportunity to figure out what I needed to do before his transition. It's almost like he knew it was about to happen. And then months later, he transitioned. So now I'm in Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta.
And I'm still doing theaters, TV as well, but I'm more heavy now in my music.
Okay, good.
So yeah.
Yeah. And you've put out a few things here and there, but you have a new song out that I absolutely love. It's called You Matter.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
So You Matter came from a place in my life where I was depressed. I was in Texas at the time, and I was basically having a reality check growing up from being or acting or operating or moving like a child and turning into more of a man. You know, I had to make manly decisions, life decisions, and I started to realize that every time I make a decision, this is going to be it.
Yeah.
And there was nobody I could confront. There were things in my life that I just knew that I needed to let go of, that I was holding on to, and I start, you know, leaning towards other things to, like, heal myself, numb myself, and I told myself, I said, this is the wrong way to go. And so I had nobody to talk to about that because I was going into different lanes in my life that I've never been into, and I didn't want to talk to anybody. So I wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you matter. You know, you're not alone. There's somebody worse off than you everywhere you turn. And sometimes I had to realize that this song that I wrote, it appeared to be my best friend because it was helping me heal in areas that a best friend or a mom or dad really couldn't reach me. And so this became my best friend in those secret, hard, dark moments where I couldn't really talk to anybody about. This song helped me come out of that depression, come out of that brokenness. And today I am who I am today, sharing stories and enlightening people that you too can come out of this dark place and live again.
Amen.
You matter.
It is Maurice Griffin. The name of the song is You Matter, and you were talking about, you know, coming out of a dark place.
Yeah.
Making that realization that some of your choices caused this, but at the same time, now you are prepared in a different way to move forward. You know, over the summer, I decided that I needed to regroup, recalibrate, and I took a month off to get my life in check. And it was the best decision I ever made because when I let things go, God started honoring the things that I had prayed about just in abundance.
Yeah.
And just by letting go and saying, okay, it's your way. What am I doing holding on to this thing? I let it go. And it's so powerful to see how God works in your life when you really do trust him.
Yeah. When I moved to California, my whole mindset I thought was go there, serve the ministry, and then I can do all the other fun things that I've been wanting to do and not realizing that it was more of a mental reality check to figure out, okay, can you survive? Mm-hmm. Or what is your plan? Is this it?
Mm.
Is this the end?
That's
are powerful. You settling here?
Mm.
Where's your movements? You know, how are you moving as an artist? How are you moving in your personal life? All of those things. And it got harder and harder and harder and harder until I realized I just needed to make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's going to hurt. Some of it's going to feel good, but just got to move past it.
Yeah.
You just
got
to live on and just know that God has better for you. Always know God has greater.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I forgot that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forgot that.
Well, things are so much brighter and I can see it in your face. And is You Matter available now?
Yes, it is available. It's available everywhere that you listen to music and it's available right here. Y'all keep on listening because it's going to play again.
Absolutely love you. I remember you just calling me out of the blue or inboxing me and saying, hey, you're playing my song right now. I'm like, you know. Listening online, checking on me.
I was being nosy. I was like, what is it? Oh, we got stations all over. Let me see
who she is.
No. Thank you, Randy. Thank you. You're one of the few ones that, for me, have been supportive. And I just want to say thank you. I actually came with gifts. Okay. You know, Christmas season is around the corner.
Yes.
But I forgot all your birthdays. So since I forgot all your birthdays, I wanted to grant you some blessings.
Oh,
I wanted to grant you some blessings.
So
I got
that.
Some things.
Oh,
here.
My gosh.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
are we
Uh-oh.
Doing? Maurice Griffin, thank you so much for stopping by. You know I love you so
I love
hard.
You too.
Thank you so much, Maurice.